Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here at News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. The National Federation of Independent Business, or the NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index, ticked up slightly in August. It went up about half a point to 100.8. That's above the long-term average. And more small business owners are reporting stronger sales expectations and healthier overall business conditions. Maybe some labor quality continues to be, though, one of their top challenges. And on today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by NFIB, Texas State Director Jeff Burdett, to break down what these numbers mean for Main Street, what it's basically going to fall down to consumers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what does this tell us about the mindset of Texas small businesses?
Well, what we're excited about with Texas small businesses is that it is above the 52-year average, as you mentioned. What we saw is, if you look back 2 years, 3 years, 4 years ago, we had 36 consecutive months that we were below that average, and some of those months significantly below those average. So it is really nice for us to be up above that average. Some of the things that are leveling out with inflation and some of the things going on at the federal and state level on policy have really helped optimism in the small business community.
Is there still a large interest in people wanting to become their own bosses and opening small businesses?
I think there's small businesses that are opening every day. We've got new members. I talk to a lot of members around the state, and there are a lot of folks that do want to start their businesses. What they need is a tax environment that's fair and low and predictable, and they need a regulatory environment that's low and fair and predictable. And if you can get that, you really have a chance to have a business that not only survives but thrives.
You know, right now there could be some people who would say they would be against opening a small business because they're seeing just inflation and tariffs and all of these things. What would you say are keeping owners right now confident?
I think one of the things is you saw the 20% small business tax deduction that was in the big, beautiful bill that passed here a couple of months ago. That's something that a lot of our small business owners were super concerned about, because that would be a 20% increase on a small business that they very well could not afford at this point. And so having that plus some of the other, you know, estate tax exemptions, small business expensing, things like that that were in that federal bill really gives business owners a sigh of relief, because that was going to expire in 2025. And without that bill passing, a lot of people were not as optimistic.
Yeah, that's very true. And one of the things that we get into the micro level of this thing is when people are looking to open small business or they're maintaining small businesses, one of the toughest things is to find quality people to work for them. And the job workforce might be going more for bigger companies. How do small businesses attract quality people to work for them?
It's a very big struggle, and it continues to be a very big struggle. We saw in this report that 21% of small business owners, which is the highest level, rank that as their number one concern. It's labor quality and finding qualified workers. Like I mentioned, I talk to small business owners every day, especially in manufacturing. You talk about the trades, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, very hard time finding qualified workers. And then when they do find them, a lot of times, like you mentioned, they might get hired away after they're trained to a larger company.
Another challenge for small business owners, capital or even just getting a short-term loan. How have interest rates also affected, Texas businesses?
No question. Access to capital is always a big thing for small businesses. You have to, there's a lot of months that you have to float from month to month. And as those interest rates increased, it's certainly been a struggle for those businesses.
What does the NFIB do for small businesses that reach out to you and look for help? How can you help them?
Well, what we would really try to do, at least from my end, is policy type stuff. So what we'd mentioned with the 20% small business tax deduction on our federal team, but also here in Texas, we were able to pass House Bill 9 during the legislative session, which increases the business personal property tax exemption from what is now only $2,500 up to $125,000. So that's real money in their pocket. Now, that does have a constitutional amendment election coming up in November along with it. But that is that's real money in these folks' pocket, and that's things they can use for their business to reinvest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're almost, getting toward the end of this year. Do you have optimism for rounding out 2025? How do you think we're going to end up?
I think it's going to be really good. Like I mentioned, this sigh of relief with this 20% small business tax deduction continuing, I think allows owners of businesses to have some outlook. If you can't look out 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, it's very, very difficult. So having some type of consistency, some type of outlook that's positive is going to continue to help these businesses. And with inflation flattening out, that's helped some too, because these business owners continue to get squeezed from the prices rising, from their end, and then not wanting to have to pass that on because it's very difficult for them to compete.
Overall, taking a look at the different types of businesses, which ones are seeing the highest levels of optimism? And on the other hand, which ones are kind of more pessimistic?
Well, like I mentioned, I think some of the ones that you see in the skilled trades are a little more difficult for them right now. Just because the labor quality, the labor ability, and then the availability of finding anybody out there at all, those are the ones that are having the biggest struggle. And then hopefully usually retail and some of our businesses in that space toward the end of the year, hopefully that's usually some of their better months.
How is the NFIB internally right now? When you're working with, your members, how are those conversations going right now with the challenges and, just the optimism, the ebb and flow of the business right now compared to other states that you might be also in connection with?
Yeah, well, I can tell you in Texas that we are really fortunate to have a very good tax environment. It is, there's always things we can work out, like I mentioned with House Bill 9. And I think that our legislature here in Texas does really appreciate small businesses and some of the things they do here. We've been very fortunate, but there's always work to be done. And you can look at some other states and it's certainly not as of a positive of a tax environment or a regulatory environment as we might have in Texas.
being as popular as Texas is it tougher for small businesses when there can be so much competition as opposed to small businesses in other states?
Well, I think you can look at it as competition. You can also look at it as there's a lot of opportunity there as well, because there are so many more people and there's so many growing populations. You know, you look at Austin, you look at Dallas, you look at Houston. I mean, there are so many opportunities for small businesses out there. And, you know, we've got over 3.5 million small businesses here in Texas, and that number continues to increase. And from NFIB and from the legislature and the policy that we try to do here is really set up for small businesses to try to thrive.
Is there a particular type of small business that does better in Texas than anywhere else?
I think there's just a lot of different. I mean, what's really unique about NFIB is that we have everything from 100-year-old family businesses to new startup companies. You have people in technology. We have farmers. I mean, we've got everything here. And so there's really opportunity for everyone here and to make Texas great and to have a great environment for small businesses.
Last question. What would you say to someone who is looking to start a small business, doesn't necessarily know how to do it or what their first step should be?
There's a lot of opportunities. The governor's office has a small business advisory committee that is under their purview. They really help small businesses start from the incubation stage all the way up. There's a lot of resources on the state level. You know, the Secretary of State's where you'd register your business. They've got a lot of good information there. But there's a lot of opportunities, and obviously NFIB is one of those as well. So we've got lots of information on our website for starting a small business. And, you know, we're always available for talking to people who want to do that, because it's a really neat opportunity and a great way to, you know, be your own boss.
Anything else you want our listeners to know, Jeff?
No, I think that's great. I do want to mention House Bill 9 again. Will be Proposition 9 on the ballot in November. And so let's get out there and help those small businesses with that tax exemption.
Jeff Burdett with NFIB here on KRLD. Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.